I'm TV critic David Bianculli. The broadcast networks continue to roll out their new fall series. The CW network premiered The Flash this week and unveils another surprisingly entertaining series, Jane the Virgin, on Monday. But cable networks, which used to take a breather as the broadcasters strutted their fall stuff, now compete as strongly as at any other time. This week, FX presented Freak Show, the latest and strongest incarnation of its American Horror Story anthology franchise. And this Sunday, Showtime launches a drama that ultimately could emerge as the very best new TV series of 2014. Showtime's newest drama series, The Affair, is the story of two people who betray their respective spouses and fall into an extramarital relationship. What makes this TV show so distinctively different and so utterly captivating is that it's not told from just one point of view. It's like Akira Kurosawa's classic Japanese drama Rashomon, or Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman, where memories are revisited that turn out to be less than entirely accurate or trustworthy. It means you have to pay close attention. But if you do, the subtleties and subtexts build up and offer entirely new possible interpretations of events. To make this work on TV, you have to start with charismatic actors, people good enough at their craft and so likable as performers that you forgive them their trespasses even as you see them stray down a troublesome path. Showtime's The Affair nails that element of the equation, as it does every other part, 100%. The part of Noah Soloway, the New York public school teacher and first-time author with a wife and four kids, is played by Dominic West, who shot to stardom as McNulty on HBO's The Wire. The part of Allison Lockhart, a Long Island waitress with a husband and a shared recent tragedy, is played by Ruth Wilson, who impressed me tremendously as the unhinged stalker on the original season of the BBC America import, Luther. And their respective spouses are no slouches either. Maura Tierney from ER plays Noah's wife, and Joshua Jackson from Fringe plays Allison's husband. The Affair is structured as one long series of flashbacks, not intertwined, but presented in turn. So in Sunday's premiere episode, for example, we see how Noah and Allison met, first from his perspective in the show's first half hour, then in hers. Each portion reveals details and background missing from the other. But even when they cover the same ground, the details are different, down to who makes the first move, even the first joke. Some facts are uncontested. Noah and his family go on summer vacation at his father-in-law's estate in eastern Long Island. In town, Allison, the waitress, serves them breakfast. And late that night, when Noah breaks away to take a solo stroll on the beach, he encounters Allison, who's sitting there all alone, away from a bonfire party farther down the beach. Here's how that encounter began, according to him.
Allison? Hi.
You found me.
No, I was just out on a walk.
I'm kidding. It's a tiny town.
Oh, right, sorry.
And later, when that same scene is recounted in the second half of the show, from Allison's point of view, it starts like this.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
I found you.
Were you looking for me?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
I was just on my way to check out that bonfire over there.
Oh, wow.
You coming from there, or are you...
No,
too bad I could have used an introduction.
This isn't the first time TV has tried a he-says-she-says approach to marriage and marital infidelity. The first was in a pair of 1973 ABC made-for-TV movies called Divorce His and Divorce Hers. That starred Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor. But The Affair is much less shrill, much more polished, and much more challenging. The closer you listen and the more you observe, the more fascinating Showtime's The Affair becomes. Watching the opening episode, I was especially knocked out by the attention to tiny details, like how the trendy sunglasses worn by Noah's coming-of-age teenage daughter in his recollection turned into heart-shaped Lolita sunglasses in Allison's memory of her. Who's telling the truth here? And why do such inconsistencies matter, if they do at all? The Affair is created by Sarah Treem and Haggai Levy, who last worked on another superb examination of memory and credibility, HBO's riveting series about psychotherapy called In Treatment. The other executive producers are just as commendable. Eric Overmyer was a writer-producer on Homicide: Life on the Street, The Wire, and Tremé, and Jeffrey Reiner was a producer and director on Friday Night Lights. Like the actors, they've all done excellent work here to tell these stories. But which character's story is the more believable? Whose memory and whose point of view proves more trustworthy? Ultimately, that's for us viewers to decide. And my decision already is that The Affair is a new show I believe has to be added to my weekly must-watch list. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Roberta Sherrock is our senior producer. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. John Sheehan directed the show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Bianculli.